This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. The nation watched on big screens for hours yesterday as the votes ticked down and legislators gave impassioned speeches. But in the end, it handed Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff an impeachment vote that wasn't even close. The case moves to the Brazilian Senate, where the president may be tried and then removed from office. President Rousseff will be forced to step down while legislators debate the case, which is all about the influence of the Brazilian oil giant Petrobras, influence on politics going back many years. Joining me now from Brasilia is Joseph Leahy, Brazil bureau chief for the Financial Times. Joseph, welcome.
Hello, John.
What does this finally mean for the Rousseff government, and what could it finally mean in terms of airing all of these charges and countercharges that have dominated Brazilian politics for more than a year now?
Well, this means effectively the Rousseff government now hangs on a thread. The next step in the process is that the process will go to the Senate for the beginning of what will probably be the formal trial. The Senate has to accept the petition first, but it's expected to do so. It only needs to do so by a simple majority. And then if it does so, then she'll be suspended and her vice president, Michelle Temer, will take over. So effectively, most analysts believe that once she gets suspended, barring surprises, it could be the end of her time in power and the 13 years of her PT government, the Workers' Party government.
And this trial will be an adjudication of what, the entire 13 years, or who will be called to the stand?
The grounds for her impeachment are largely technical. She abused the budget, that she fudged the budget spending to try to disguise a budget deficit. But really, this is much more than this. This is a political trial. So she will be the defendant, and she will probably, once the trial comes to the Senate, she'll be accused of, as you mentioned, corruption in Petrobras, of destroying the Brazilian economy, which is in free fall, and of sundry other crimes. The key thing is that the opposition is perhaps using this process to grab onto power.
And this is why she, of course, is describing this entire process as a coup by other means. Does that argument have much sway in the population?
It has sway in the left of the population. So particularly the sort of the hardcore support for the Workers' Party, which some people estimate that the hardcore would be around about 20%. She did win the last election with just over 50% of the vote. So she also has the support of the poor, particularly in the northeast of the country. So it is a divisive debate. The allegations that this is a coup, perhaps a political ploy that she's using on her part, it's not technically a coup. The opposition is following the Constitution, and the process has been repeatedly supported by the Supreme Court. Her argument is that the charges themselves do not constitute a crime of sufficient gravity to impeach a president. And that's an arguable point. But what the opposition will now try to do will be to bring in other arguments, as I mentioned, the Petrobras corruption case and other allegations against her, to try to make this look a little bit more legitimate.
The opposition, what opposition program and moral standing do they have should they take over? I mean, would they change the course of the Brazilian economy, fundamentally shift things politically in Brazil?
The key phrase here is really, what moral standing do they have? The people who are impeaching her, particularly in the lower house, are all themselves involved in the same scandal, in the Petrobras scandal. Some of them are actually being investigated as we speak and could even be charged before too long. So this is probably the biggest problem with this process, is that those who are judging are also don't have the moral standing or the general support of the population to be able to do this kind of process. Having said that, Michelle Temer is not deeply involved at this stage in the Petrobras scandal. This is the vice president who would take over. And he has proposed an economic program that is seen by economists as a little bit more orthodox, and perhaps, if it was able to be implemented, would restabilize Brazil's economy, which is is in dire need of some kind of help.
The economy in turmoil, the politics in turmoil. Reporting from Brasilia, Joseph Leahy, Brazil bureau chief for the Financial Times. Thanks so much, Joseph.
Thanks, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.